Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is Azure Friday, and I'm talking with Chris Gillum, who's a software engineer on Azure Websites, and we're going to talk about authentication and authorization in Azure Websites. And you've got something new to show us.
Yeah, I do. So this is a feature we recently added to the vCurrent portal called Authentication Authorization. The basic idea is that we want to make it really, really easy for you to set up authentication for your website hosted in Azure Websites. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, this can be kind of a scary thing for people to set up themselves, especially if they're not well-versed in security or Active Directory type of features. You know, you have to think about certificates, cookies, federation, you know, encryption, just kind of a lot of scarier topics. And so we wanted to just give you a button where you can click the button and you have authentication for your website.
Yeah, I've tried to set up, you know, web config myself in Azure and set up, you know, just basic auth. I want to pop a dialog, I want to authenticate someone, and I honestly haven't been able to figure out how to do it without using Active Directory, and that seemed complicated to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, this is just kind of an easier way to do it. You know, if you just kind of want the click button experience.
Let's see.
Okay. So what I'd like to show you is basically there's a couple of apps I'd like to show you here, and I've kind of pre-set them up already. Let's see, one is an ASP.NET app, and one is a Node.js app, because we want to show that this works across multiple platforms.
Nice.
So I'll start with the ASP.NET one. So basically, this is just a CSH HTML. First thing it's going to do is maybe something that you might do in kind of an app that you have hosted on-premise. Mm-hmm. Maybe you use Windows authentication, and you want to move to Azure Active Directory and Azure Websites. The first thing this particular app does, is just a demo app, is it takes a look at the current logged-in principal. If it finds one, it's going to display some information about them. Otherwise, it's going to just say, hey, this request is unauthenticated. Again, mm-hmm. just to show that the feature is actually working. So I'm going to switch back over to the portal here. And I'm just going to go ahead and browse to the site without doing anything, mm-hmm. just to kind of show you what to expect. Okay, just as I mentioned, the current request is unauthenticated, and we just happen to print some HTTP headers just to kind of show you what's going on. So now, let's say I want to go ahead and add authentication. Mm-hmm. To do that, we go to the Configure tab. We let that load up. We scroll down. And you can see this new section called, Authentication Authorization. We have not configured it yet, so we click the Configure button. And what you're going to see is that we have kind of a dialog here. There's a default directory, and there's a Create New Application option here. Mm-hmm. Or if you happen to have already created one, which it looks like I already did, uh-huh. You can go ahead and select an existing application. Now, this is an application that exists in Azure Active Directory. Now, most customers, we expect to just go ahead and create the new one. Mm-hmm. In this case, because I've already set it up, I'm going to go ahead and just select that one.
Is this the same as when I set up an application in Active Directory for like a mobile application or something where I could potentially revoke access later to that application?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, so I went ahead and clicked the button, and so now you can see that this changed. And we actually have deep links that's going to take you to the Azure Active Directory application that you just configured for your app.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and do that just to show that, you know, hey, this is real. So now we are in the Azure Active Directory, mm-hmm. and we can see that this was set up. And all of these things are set up for you. Such as, you know, what is the app ID? What is the reply URL for your website? You know, we take a look at your website, any custom domains you have and things like that, and we just go ahead and set that up for you automatically so that you don't necessarily have to go through those steps manually.
So this is almost kind of a jump start. Like, I could have done all this manually, but I might have gotten confused or
exactly.
lost during the process.
Exactly. So again, just trying to make it as easy as possible. Mm-hmm. So now that I've gone ahead and set that up, I'm going to go ahead back to this web page. I'm going to go ahead and refresh the page, and then what we should expect to see is that, now it's asking me to log in.
Mm.
So that was different. Let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to do that with my live.com Microsoft
account. So even though you configured it with Active Directory, you're logging in with a live.com.
Yes, so this will work with Microsoft accounts. It'll also work with organizational accounts. So either one works. I just happen to be using a Microsoft account mm-hmm. in this case. So let's go ahead and do the login here. And hey, look, authentication succeeded. Hmm. And, you know, the other thing that this application does is if it does find an identity, it's going to go ahead and print all the claims associated with that identity. So you can see here, it knows my name, first name, last name, it knows my email address. And so if you wanted to, you could write some logic in your app which, you know, reads this information and does something with it.
Mm-hmm. What if I wanted to have my application make a user? They would just use the same code that I would use ordinarily to make an Active Directory user, and it would just go in there?
Sure. Well, are you asking from the context of this website, or
you've set up a website for EasyAuth. You said you can use it with organizational accounts or live accounts.
That's right.
But let's say I'm doing organizational accounts. Mm-hmm. They have no accounts. Doesn't there have to be kind of a sign-up process for my users that doesn't involve me putting their names into Active Directory?
Let's see. So you could, if you wanted to do that for your application,
mm-hmm.
You could do that. That's not really a scenario that we're targeting for this, though.
No, I understand. I'm thinking about in the larger kind of holistic sense. Mm-hmm. How do all these users get into the directory? Is the assumption that they are already there, like maybe in a college or something?
Got it. Yeah, so in the organizational case, the most common thing that we expect is that users will have kind of an on-premise directory already set up, just an Active Directory. They go ahead and sync it up to Azure.
I see.
And then it's all just there.
I see. So this would be a great opportunity for me to like lift and shift an intranet site.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a machine that's been running under, you know, Jane's desk, and then I'm going to move that up to Azure website, but I want to authenticate it against the directory as if it were an intranet.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I can do that
absolutely.
Now in one click.
Absolutely. And in fact, that was one of the main motivations for this feature was to make it so that, you know, just even internal Microsoft employees who want to just throw up a website in Azure,
mm-hmm.
An internal website can do that and not be worried about, you know, is this exposed to the public? You know, am I leaking information unknowingly?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wanted to make that really, really simple.
Yeah, that'd be great. I could do expense reporting without having to VPN into work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this was an ASP.NET site, though. You have this running on Node also?
Yes, I do. In fact, why don't we go ahead and demonstrate that really quick? I'll show you kind of what that looks like. So we've got kind of a Node application, very simple, server.js. This is not at all advanced, but basically does some of the same things. One thing that I didn't quite mention in the previous one is that when you log in using this feature, we do a couple of things. We create a couple of headers in your request.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is this XMS client principal name, was actually going to give you kind of a display name of the currently logged in user.
Hmm.
If you recall from the page that I showed before, you know, we've got the email address, which is shown here.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing that you'll notice is we also have a logout link here that we can create, which you can use to log out of the application. If you recall when I was actually showing the configuration
mm-hmm.
for the site, and let's just wait for this to load up real quick. There's actually this logout path environment variable here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use that to get a URL path to let users click on to say, I want to log out.
So that's an environment variable. I would just set that up in Azure Websites under the Configure tab.
It's actually set up for you automatically.
But what's inside it, though? That's the name of it. What's the value?
Yeah, it's actually a path. So if you take a look at this and see the little hover down there, you can actually see that there is a GUID and a slash logout at the bottom there. And so we kind of dynamically populate that, and you can use that to log out of your application.
So you're doing the logic for me then. You'll kill the cookies.
I don't have
to write that code.
That's right. We'll take care of all that for you.
And then go back to the Node stuff.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was cool that on the ASP.NET, you're using standard ASP.NET ways for looking for authorization. You're
mm-hmm.
looking at the thread current principle.
That's right.
And then all the Node person has to do to get additional information is pull out of headers. How does
mm-hmm.
the Node person know whether or not you're logged in or not? What's the is authenticated?
So the closest thing would be the presence of this header right here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's actually what I'm using to determine that the user's authenticated.
Mm-hmm.
I just check to see if it exists. If it does, then I'm going to print some information. And also in this code, you can see I'm referencing the logout path.
Oh, I see. And that's how you do you make your URL there.
That's right.
Ah.
That's right. So that's exactly how it works. So I'm going to go ahead and demonstrate that really fast. So let's go to the Node.js app. And
that's pretty interesting. So you can do Active Directory authentication with Node in, 15 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And this works with other stacks too, such as Java or PHP.
So anything that Azure websites can run, you get basically instant Active Directory authentication.
Yep, absolutely. And that's the whole goal, is to make it super easy, mm-hmm. super fast. So let's just go ahead and quickly configure that. Again, this is super easy. We're going to go ahead and create a new application in our directory. Mm-hmm. Just give that a couple seconds.
So this notion of creating an application, that's associating that application with mm-hmm. the Active Directory so that it can later be revoked.
That's right. So we created it. Mm-hmm. We go ahead and hit F5. And we are now authenticated.
Oh, and you were already logged in. So you got automatically.
Yes, I was already logged in. So it just went ahead and took my existing login credentials and gave me access to the site.
That is really cool. I'm actually not joking. I've got like two different websites that I could hook this up with right now.
Oh, perfect.
So people can make this happen today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. We're learning all about authentication and authorization here on Azure Friday.